It's my honor to present to you the Bishop Joseph of the Anglican Diocese of Kenya. On behalf of the vestry and people, welcome to the Church of Redeemer.
Good morning, everyone. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to worship you. We humble ourselves before you that you can speak to each one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My name is Joseph Muchai, the Bishop of the Anglican Diocese of Nakuru, and this is my sixth year as a Bishop of that diocese. And I am very happy to be with you this morning, and particularly my brother Bishop Eugene, whom we have started working together, doing mission together. Actually, he has visited our diocese, and I want to thank him very sincerely for this invitation that I could be able to speak to you this morning. And I want to share with you from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verses 1 following, which says, "And Moses called all Israel and said to them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your hearing today, that we may learn them and be careful to observe them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us, those who are here today, all of us who are alive. The Lord talked with you face to face on the mountain from the midst of the fire. I stood between the Lord and you at that time to declare to you the word of the Lord, for you were afraid because of the fire, and you were afraid, and you did not go up the mountain. He said, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me." Then I think chapter verses 4. Okay, I want to talk about loving God this morning. Now, we all know the history of the children of Israel from the time they entered the land of Egypt. And we know there how they were mistreated and the way they used to do a lot of work. And Pharaoh was afraid when he saw them increasing, and he decided to keep on punishing them and giving them hard work. But as this was happening, they prayed very hard to God so that God would hear their prayer. And in chapter 6, we are told, chapter 6, verse 4, Moses talked to them and he said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." This passage, chapter 6 of this book, and of course you know the book of Deuteronomy, the word Deuteronomy means the second law. And this is because Moses, in this book, has repeated so many things that he had written in the previous books. And he was preparing the children of Israel, telling them that when they enter the promised land, one thing they should never forget is to love the Lord their God with all their soul and with all their hearts. He was reminding them what God had done for them. You know, this story reminds us that from Egypt to the promised land, that journey would have taken 4 days. But because of their disobedience, it took them 40 years in the wilderness, wandering in the wilderness. But still, God was still with them. He continued to act miracles to them. When there was no water, God would provide water for them. When there was no food, God would provide food for them. And therefore, Moses was reminding them that God still loved them. And Moses, at this time, Moses knew that he was not to go with them to the promised land. And therefore, he assembled them and he started preparing them and telling them how they should behave when they reach the promised land. And one of the conditions was that they must love God with all their heart, with all their mind, and with all their soul. So Moses kept on reminding them that. And each one of us this morning, we have our history where we have come from. In Kenya, for instance, where I come from, I remember some of us, we were Atrosa when we joined class one, which means when we were 7 years. Some of us would wear shoes when you joined form one, which means when you are about 14 years. And today, we are wearing shoes and whatever. And so for us, that is a miracle that God has done for us. And I know each one of us, you and me, if you trace back where you have come from, I'm sure you'll be able to identify something that God has done for you. For us to be here this morning, it is because of this God that we are talking about. And therefore, Moses is telling us that we should love this God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind. And we should not take God for granted. We must obey his commandment. What does it mean to love God? Number one, it means to keep his commandments. Number two, it means loving one another. If you read Mark chapter 12 and verses 28, I think, when the Pharisees asked Jesus, which is the greatest commandment? He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart. Actually, the one that we have just learned. And then he said the second is like this, love your neighbor as you love yourself, which is repeated so many times in the Bible. Therefore, we cannot love our neighbors if we don't love God. And therefore, loving God is primary. Every time when we are having Holy Communion, when we are reciting the short form of the Ten Commandments, it is always this passage which is being quoted. That is Deuteronomy 6 and verses 4, and Leviticus chapter 19 and verses 18 about loving one another. And therefore, this morning, Christ God is reminding us that there is need to love one another. But we can only love one another if we love God. And therefore, loving God is key for us. Because God himself is love. His nature is to love. And if you are Christians, and you know, in each one of us, there is image of God in us, then there is no choice but loving one another. If you read John chapter 15 and verses 12, just before Jesus ascended to heaven, he told his disciples, as actually this was a command, my commandment is this, love one another. And you know, this was given on Maundy Thursday when Jesus was having the Last Supper with his disciples. And he told them, you must love one another. And if you love one another, people will know that you are my disciples. And therefore, loving one another is very important if you are going to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we cannot preach the gospel of Christ if we don't want to love one another. Because our actions should speak louder than words. Actually, our actions should be a sermon, so that when people see the way we behave, the way we do things, they learn from us if you, truly we are Christians. And therefore, loving one another means that we must obey God's commandments. And number two, we must take care of the other people. We must pray for the other people. We must be committed to support them in whatever they are doing. And once we do that, we are doing the will of God and what the word of God has commanded us to do. And therefore, brothers and sisters, this morning, my sermon is loving one another. We have been given a very great commission to preach to the whole world. But we cannot preach where there is hatred. We can only preach when there is love. And why do we not love one another? There is a book I was reading which gave three reasons. Number one, it said that it's because we are very poor listeners. That is number one. When, and you know, God has given us one mouth and two ears and two eyes so that we can listen more, see more, but talk less. But unfortunately, most of us like, you know, talking much rather than listening. So this speaker was saying that we need to listen to other people, because it is only listening that you could be able to understand the other person or the other people. And then number two, he says, it is not only listening, but listening to understand. I don't know whether you have ever given somebody a story, and then at the middle he asks you, by the way, what did you say your name is? And you had already mentioned your name. Or where did you say you come from? And you had already said where you came from. That tells you that somebody was not listening to whatever you are telling him or her. And therefore he was saying that as we listen, we must listen to understand. And then number three, he was saying, when we are reasoning, we should not be judgmental. The problem with most of us is that we are very judgmental. that when somebody starts giving you a story, you have already made a conclusion in your mind, and you have not really understood the situation, and you make conclusions very fast. And therefore, the speaker was saying, as we listen, we should not be judgmental. Listen to the voice of God, and let God guide you, so that you can be able to understand, and then you'll be able to move together, and you'll be able to become friends. People can only be friends when they understand one another. Even in our families, if you don't understand one another, then those families can't be family, they can't start a farm. And you know, in every society, love is key if that society is going to grow and prosper. So therefore, brothers and sisters, let us love one another. Let us listen together. Let us understand each other so that we can be able to preach the word of God, because that is the mandate that we were given. I'm very happy to be here with you this morning because of my brother, Bishop Eugene, whom we have agreed to be preaching together. In fact, he has given a church here in Baltimore, and we have a congregation. And yesterday, we had a wonderful service whereby we ordained a deacon who will be serving here with you. And I thank you very sincerely, my brother, Bishop, for being there for us so that we can do mission together and bring more people to Christ. And my challenge to you this morning is that let us love God first. When we love God first, then everything else will follow. Let us give God priority number one. Loving God means even serving Him faithfully. Be committed to Him. Be dedicated to Him. In Africa, I'm sorry to say that sometimes people say that they love God. But you see, they are not even willing to help their fellow brothers. They are not willing even to give for the work of God so that the work of God can grow. And yet there are some people who have money to do their own things, but when it comes to the giving to the church, they can't give to the church. There is a true story of one man who one day went home on Sunday and he found that his goat has given birth to two of them. And then this man was very excited, and he said, one is for me, the other one is for God. And then after 1 week, one of the smaller goats died. You know what he said? He said, God has decided to take his early before it matures. I don't know whether we are together. And God has decided to take his own before it matures. In other words, what he meant is that the one which has died belonged to God, but his is the one which never died. And you see, that's why most of the people are. Because we have money to do our own things. But when it comes, to give that money to the church, we are reluctant. But for our own things, we can do anything. Yeah? We can do anything. So, brothers and sisters, may the Lord help us to love Him. And loving Him means that we prioritize Him in everything that we do. Let Him guide us. Let Him direct us. And if we do that, then God is going to bless us. And it is in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.